I meet two of the most famous, or infamous, of the black and tans of the south of Ireland, the Jewman and Big Paddy. Such an ill-assorted and ludicrous pair. The Jewman, less than 5 feet, dainty, fastidious, educated, and almost dwarfish. Big Paddy, 6'2" or 6'3", brutish, gross, and illiterate. They travelled as a pair, and whenever they went, created a trail of terrorism and vandalism. Big Paddy loved big pints of Guinness stout, and plenty of them. The Jewman, liqueurs and brandy. The publicans were only too happy to give them all they needed without payment, and were glad to supply them, provided they didn't smash their bars or manhandle them before leaving. The Jewman was a professional gunman, a Mexican, and a dead shot. He specialized in showing off his quick draw and marksmanship. Throw a bottle in the air, draw his gun from the holster, and smash it in midair. He was the envy of all the other black and tans, and they were a tough bunch. But he and Big Paddy were outstanding amongst them. The Jewman's attraction for me was due to the fact that one of the black and tan patients had told him that John Cronin was a friend of mine. And for quite a while, John's reputation as a gunman had been circulating amongst them. He considered that Cronin was the only member of the IRA worthy to meet in combat. He, the Jewman, was so boastful of his own accomplishments, and needless to say, I painted a most exaggerated picture of John as a gunman, too. The very best that I could draw out of my own imagination. As a result, he wanted me to issue a challenge that they should meet at any time or at any place to decide the issue. Strangely, I received more kindness from this ill-assorted pair than from all the others that I met whilst I was a prisoner. They always presented me with sweets and cigarettes. The first and last time that I ever got anything from the enemy. And to pay a tribute to their friendship and consideration, quotation, there's so much bad in the best of us, and so much good in the worst of us, that it doesn't behove any of us to speak ill of the rest of us.